there is a place in the Ozark region of Missouri that my wife and I love to go, and we've taken our family there. We rent a cabin by this stream, and we have a canoe, and we like to paddle up and down and float down the river and have a good time and enjoy nature. One time when I was down there with my son, he was small at that time, I took him out on a nearby bridge. Did not have a superstructure on it, and it was such an isolated area that there was nobody out at night. I mean, nobody was out at night. And it was a dark, moonless, crystal clear night. I parked out there and turned out the lights, and then I told him to look down, not to look up, and we walked around by feeling. We couldn't see our hand in front of our face, really. And up toward the railing, I told him, after our eyes were accustomed to the dark, I said, "Look up." And oh, the stars that were in the sky. Well, you could see the Milky Way, the rim of our galaxy. It was so clear that night, you couldn't see that in the city. But oh, it was magnificent. And I pointed out a few constellations to him, and we just enjoyed the grandeur of that moment. And then I happened to look down over the railing into the valley. Thousands upon thousands of fireflies. You could see them as far as the river stretched out and around the bend. A small little light they have. But the night was so dark that you could see them for a vast distance. Jesus said that we are the light of the world. We may not have a large light, but this is a very dark world, friends. Exceedingly dark and sinful. Jesus has made us to be lights in this world, to shine forth with hope for people. He has commissioned us to take His gospel into the world. We do it by many means. We're not all preachers, but we can befriend people wherever we are. We can get interested in their lives. We can pray for them. We can give them words of hope. Some people, we will be the only gospel that they will ever hear. And so Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Listen to what He said in Matthew, the 5th chapter, in the 14th through the 16th verse. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Father in heaven, I am so thankful to You, and I praise You for calling me out of the darkness into the light. I thank You, O Lord, that there was someone in my life who was a light to me, who shepherded me and helped me and gave me the knowledge of the hope of Your gospel. Father, help me that I might be that kind of light to others. Give me courage, O Lord, that I will not put it under a basket or a lampshade. Help me, O Lord, that my light may shine out. It may not be a great light, but the world is so dark, Lord, I know it will shine for a long ways. But I need Your light of life within me, burning bright and strong. So fill me with Your Spirit, that I may be Your light in this world. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.